Without any further ado, Christ is the focus. Christ, Christ, Christ. At this time, you're in for a treat with the Word of God. Why? Because I'm not a mind reader in terms of not knowing. No, I don't know the exact, if I know the scriptures per se, but we know what Deacon Gavin's going to preach, right? He's preaching grace. The gospel of the grace of God. The only gospel that should be preached in this sovereign grace. So you're in for a treat. Thank God for the gospel of the grace of God. Without any further ado, at this time, you're in for a treat with the gospel of the grace of God. We continue to pray for our pastor during his time of rest. Amen. Thank Brother Garrett again this morning. At this time, without any further ado, Deacon Howard Gavin will come forward now with the message of the hour, the gospel of the grace of God. At this time, Deacon Howard Gavin. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let us immediately ask the Lord's blessing, and then I'll do something I should have did earlier to have our brother pass out our documents. Let us pray first. Righteous and eternal God, our Father, Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, that we're in your service. We thank you, Lord, that we're in fellowship with other believers of like precious faith, and Lord, that we are worshiping you. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for all that are here, not just in this venue or place, but those abroad, Lord, through our web broadcast, my God, they can experience and share your precious word with us. We pray, God, your blessing upon all this, your servant, your word, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to be speaking again from the document, God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. If anyone does not have page 1 and 2, God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation, raise your hand and the usher will see that you get it. Page 1 and 2, down at the bottom, Brother Najari, God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. Raise your hand if you need that document. 3 to your left, 4 to your left. Page 1 and 2. Page 1 and 2. God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. I always like to look at and explain the title, but first of all, our subject, scriptures and subject matter are taken from the book of Ephesians. So turn with me to the first chapter of Ephesians, and we're going to ask Ella Liverman, our designated reader, to read verses 1 through 5. Typically, I go through verse 8, but in the interest of time, in that we have the Sunday School Awards coming afterward, verse 1 through 5 will suffice. Turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. We don't say or speak anything unless it can be scripturally foundationalized. That wasn't the word I was thinking of, but that'll suffice. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Everyone have document God's Sovereignty and Election to Salvation, pages 1 and 2? All right. Elder, if you will, begin reading at verse 1 and finishing at verse 5.
Ephesians chapter 1, mm-hmm. beginning with the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ,
yes.
by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus,
mm-hmm.
and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Verse 2. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
If you're going to have peace or experience peace, God has sent it, ordained it, decreed it unto you. We're in the present age, the evil one. And we are seeing the witness of things that those that of us that are older, we're seeing the outplay of things that would have caused our jaw to drop back in the day when we were young people. So we can see the manifestation of evil running rampant, or not running rampant, but according to its course, as God has decreed it. Amen. It's taking on full steam in this day and time. All right, read, Elder.
Verse 3. Blessed the God and Father.
Blessed the God and Father.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Why?
Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
We'll clear that up. Places should be italicized in your Bible. That means it is not in the original text. It was added by the translators, so-called, for clarification. But instead of clarifying, it muddles or causes what this verse is saying to be somewhat out of kilter. All right? Read, Elder.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
And verse 5.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
The good pleasure of his will. God did not begrudgingly choose, select, bless, place us in the body of Christ. Amen. It was not at all begrudgingly. It was according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, our document, God's sovereignty in election to salvation, and I'm going to focus on one point here today. God's sovereignty. Now, sovereignty means, as I stated last time I was before you, sovereignty means supreme power or authority. Not almost supreme, but absolute supreme power or authority. Possessing ultimate, supreme, and absolute power or authority. Possessing that supreme and absolute power and authority. That's what sovereignty means. God's sovereignty in election. The many elections that we've had in the natural physical world, in countries and governments and cities and localities, we are familiar with the process of election as it is played out in the world. But election in the natural, so in the spiritual, we choose. Do we not choose in election? We go to the voting booth and we select one above the other, or we elect some and reject others. That's the process of election. God is sovereign in election. Election is the act or an instance of choosing. And yes, it is just that, choice. Choosing and choice. Salvation. First and foremost, salvation is our eternal relationship or sonship in Christ. Sonship position in Christ. Don't worry about the male gender of that term, ladies, sisters, daughters. Amen. It is used in the masculine gender. We won't have such in our eternal manifested. We already are there, but we are consciously resonating in time with time. And pray God, not all the time. Amen. But there is no gender, there's no ethnicity, there's no nationality. None of that in the body of Christ. We are body members only and gloriously. Amen. That is a designation that God gave for his purpose in time, for procreation, for spreading humanity, amen, and for fellowship and friendship and acquaintance, amen. Salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences. Salvation also means preservation. You don't have to worry about being saved for a time or a while and then you're on your own. It means preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. I'm talking about ultimately. The things that we lose in time, they were going to go anyway. We just had a home going here on last Tuesday. Amen. Our dear sister is no longer associated with the things of time. Her family members and associations, her bank accounts, her bills, thank God, and all the other things that are in time. And speaking of eternal ruin, harm, or loss. And we are also safe. Safe. So I want to focus primarily and predominantly today on the term of that subject matter, God's sovereignty in election to salvation. I want to focus primarily on the entity of election or choosing.
Yes.
Many of God's people in the different denominations and religious societies, they reject and even disdain this entity of God electing some unto salvation or eternal salvation and rejecting others. They believe, as far as their many go, they believe in corporate election. That's about as far as most go. Now, I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the people of God. The world cares not for this. But many and most of the people of God even believe in corporate election. In other words, God saved the church, and then it's up to you to get in. You're on your own at that point. Praise God, or else you're lost. No, but we are going to let the scripture speak regarding the entity of election, choice. Selection. Now, if you select some, that means what? You rejected others. God is sovereign. God is sovereign. Even us. We got some pairs of shoes that we like. We wear them most of the time we can. And we don't like the others as much. Or don't like them at all. Praise God. We select and choose every day. Every day, our friends and the like. Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed or high praise the God and Father. We're going to do a lot of corroboration, but all of our corroboration today will be from our gospel, the mystery, the volume of truth that the resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ gave to the Apostle Paul by revelation or through revelation to deliver to the grace church. No, he did not know who they were. His orders were to preach it, and the Lord would identify those that were his by having cause and in manifestation causing them to receive it and identify with the message that he has given in this age.
Mm-hmm.
In the other ages, it was not grace. It was innocence, and then conscience, and then human government, and then promise unto Abraham. And it would be taken on and received by his natural descendants. And then the kingdom was introduced and presented, but it had to be put on hold because they rejected the king. Israel rejected her king. He is not our king, saints. He is our Lord.
Glory to God.
He is the head of the body of which, his body, of which we are members. And they will receive him after great tribulation and them going through that. You notice I said them, not us. We were not, according to according to our gospel, our truth, the mystery, the volume of truth that the Lord gave to the Apostle Paul for us.
Yes.
Let me say this. All of the Bible is true.
Yes.
All of the Bible is truth. But all of the Bible is not truth for us as directives. Otherwise, quit wearing linen and woolen together. Otherwise, quit eating catfish and swine. 4th of July is coming up. Going to be a lot of barbecue, and the most thing barbecued are ribs. That's in Leviticus. Israel was supposed to abstain from those things. You can't take parts of the law or parts of the other covenants and that which was given in the other dispensations. Each dispensation was God made a covenant with his elect in that dispensation, and that was for that dispensation and the elect of it. Now we are in the grace dispensation, and God delivered us the truth, the directives for this administration, economy, house rule, or dispensation. It is contained in what is given as the mystery. And it was revealed to the notorious Saul of Tarsus, a vehement opposer of Christ. Nothing is out of God's power. He vehemently opposed the name of Christ, and he tried to wipe it out, either by causing those that believed on Jesus to blaspheme or speak evil of his name, or, if they would not, even unto death. But he was an apostle from his mother's womb, eternally. He was an apostle while he was fighting the name of the one in whom he abode, eternally. His Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. If the Lord does not reveal himself to us, it doesn't mean that we are not his or one is not his, because we have the little babes. We have those aborted. We have the mentally incompetent. We were chosen in him. I'm getting ahead of myself to the next verse. Before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We were chosen in him before the creation or foundation of the world, and before time was ever created. In eternity, we were chosen in him. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, having blessed us in each, I want you to get this, in each and every blessing spiritual. If you don't never get rich or ever get rich, if you don't ever climb the corporate ladder to opulence and affluence, if your 401k or whatever designation you have never grows till you feel comfortable, this is not the sphere of our primary principal blessings. Our principal blessings, our primary blessings, are spiritual and not natural. He has blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual. You might get some things in time, in physicality, in this life, and some things you may not. You might want some things, even run after some things, and never attain to them or get or possess them. But we have right now each and every blessing spiritual because of who we are. We are heirs of God, joint heirs of that, and I say all of that that belongs to Christ. All of it. Because we are in him. We are of him. We are members of his body. He is the head. We are the body. He is not without us. And God knows we are not without him in everything. The Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the having blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual in the heavenlies, not heavenly places, in the heavenlies, in Christ. The heavenlies are in Christ. In Colossians, the first chapter, the 16th verse, it tells the locale of all creation. All creation. The visible and the invisible. That which scientists and researchers have not even discovered yet. Whatever it is in creation, it's in Christ. He is the creator. All creation is in Him, for Him, or through Him, and for Him. Verse 4. Just as, like that, inasmuch, or according as, here it is, He chose us. He chose us. He selected us. He elected us. He chose us. Where? In Himself. Before creation of world, before Adam ate the fruit that was given him by his lovely wife, before the creation of the world, before time, before the tick of any measurement of time, in eternity, He chose us in Him, the securest place in existence, in Him, before the creation of the world. And at that time, I know the King James has to be, I'll add to here, to be, but being, that's a present infinitive. Being, you can't do without the present tense, you can't do away with it, it's there. Being us, set apart. That's what holiness means. We're set apart unto God. It don't mean no makeup and nappy hair and all the other trappings that we were taught in earlier ages and some now. It means that we are set apart to God. And this, I know this one will get you stirred up. And faultless. Yes, with all your faults and all my faults, faultless. In the body of Christ, not in this, where we actually abide, we are faultless. No sin. No degradation in the body of Christ. All of that is here and it stays in this physical environment. It is not in the body of Christ. When we are separated from this body, we have nothing else to do with sin and the sin nature which abides in our flesh, and it was decreed there by God. Read Romans 3:23. That doesn't read all have sin. In the original, it's all sin, aorist indicative. By God's decree, all were consigned to a sin nature. Adam couldn't do nothing but bite the fruit. Even if Eve tried to pull him back and stop him. But on the contrary, she handed it to him. Faultless before Him in love. Faultless before Him in love. Now, look at page 2 of your document. We are going to prove that God elected some to salvation and not all. Some were elected to salvation and others were rejected. We're going to prove that. That's one of the cardinal things that the religious world do not believe. They believe it's up to you to get in. But that's not scriptural, and we're going to see. I want you to go down to the middle of page 2. The middle of page 2. We went through page 1 and the upper half of page 2 on my last standing before you. Middle of page 2. Now, as we move into the body of the context, that is, that which is considered together, if you have to go up a few verses or down a few verses, you want to get the context. The worst thing that we can do is take something someone says out of context. On the other hand, one of the better things that we can do is to keep things said in context. it should become apparent from the historical position in eternity, that's what we're talking about, that the total work of salvation is a solo act, namely, of God alone. In this regard, Ephesians 1:4 reads, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, that being holy and without blame before him in love. Someone was reciting that verse to a friend or an acquaintance, that he chose us, according as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. And he said, that's not what that means. So the friend said unto him, well, what does it mean? He said, I don't know, but it don't mean that. Well, if you don't know, how you know that doesn't mean that? We have to exegete the scriptures. Exegete means to interpret. The Bible was not originally written in English. It was written what is called the New Testament. Old Testament predominantly Hebrew. New Testament predominantly Greek. So we have to go to the Greek language and interpret what the words in the Greek and the conveyances there mean, and bring that conveyance over into English. If you don't, you're going to be off on an illusion and confusion. Before the foundation of the world, being holy and without blame before him in love. And now reading from the Greek text, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, or creation of the world, to be holy and blameless before him. This verse begins with a subordinating conjunction. That's a conjunction that introduced a subordinate clause. Subordinating conjunction. Not superordinating conjunction, but a subordinating conjunction. It is prefixed to os, kata, the word there is prefixed to os or os, align the translation according as. Other words that could be put in there would be although or because. But here we have the construction according as. This Greek word indicates the delineation. Delineation, it simply means what is described or portrayed precisely. We're not on an illusionary trip here. Precisely what the scriptures, the words are saying and conveying. Delineation of some of the spiritual blessings mentioned in verse 1. The use of the indicative mood. The indicative mood is a fact, and a fact is a thing that's already done, else it could not be a fact. Indicative mood identifies the undisputed fact that God chose, elected, selected us in Christ before the foundation of creation of the world. We note in this verse too that the Greek verb rendered chose is formed from compound word, which means, Greek word, which means to speak out. This compound word means to speak out, to pick out, or to select. Select. The use of the aorist tense, that is a completed action in the past, at some point in the past, and here we're speaking of eternity. In the grammar, the aorist tense in the grammar indicates that at a given point in the past, God completed the action, completed the action. He didn't start it, he completed. He didn't almost get it together, he completed. We were chosen. We were not proposed, we were chosen. Selected and choosing those he designated. Here comes our first corroboration. those he designated to exercise faith in Jesus Christ in the sphere of time, referencing 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 10. But first of all, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, the very next book over. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. The act of selecting and choosing those he designated. The word designated means to appoint, to appoint, to appoint to a specified position. You've been designated to keep the water. And here you over there running around trying to cheer with the cheerleaders. You wasn't designated to that. You were designated to keep the water. So we were designated to a specified position. Heirs, sons of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs of that which belonged to Christ. Designated to exercise faith in Christ Jesus. Elder, you have that? Philippians 1:29. Let me say this before you read, Elder. Most of God's people believe that they get in to Christ and salvation on their faith. They have to produce the faith, so they think. And if you produce the faith, no wonder we got all this selfism and this self-pride and selfishness. We didn't produce anything. Salvation is a solo act of God alone in eternity. He selected. Amen. He chose. And he picked out.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Elder, read Philippians 1:29.
Philippians chapter 1, the 29th verse.
Read it from the King James first and then the Greek text, Elder.
The 29th verse in the green in the King James text.
Mm-hmm.
For
unto you it is given, and that is an aorist tense, which actually means it has been given. All right. For unto you it has been given. What? What? What was given, Elder?
On behalf of Christ, not only
on behalf of Christ. What?
Not only to believe on him.
Not only, it has been given on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but what else?
But also
to suffer
for his sake.
For his sake. That's enough. We don't have to go to another rendering, Elder. It has been given in God's decree. Not only the believing. You can't believe on the Lord except that he has decreed it. We can't know him except that he revealed himself. Most of my life, my early life, my daughter here, daughters, they don't know this, but my older children do, those in their 40s. I didn't know I belonged to God. I was doing everything else the world was doing. And then some. I was drinking everything they were drinking, and then some. Until the Lord revealed himself unto me. And later, in the inception of our former, coming to our former church, and especially in this assembly, the Grace Gospels Assembly, under the teaching of the Holy Spirit through Ella Cutler, I learned that I was chosen in him before the foundation of the world. So I was somewhat like Paul. Paul was out killing Christians, causing them to speak evil of the name of Jesus. And I was out doing everything the world did. And then some. Praise Jesus. All right, now that we got part one straight, we were designated to exercise faith. Faith in Christ does not come out of us. God ordained or decreed that before creation, that we would believe on him. The non-elect can never believe on the Lord because it wasn't given. It wasn't determined. It wasn't decreed. It was not given to them. Care how much you pray. That's why we have to, in all prayers, Lord, according to your will, whether it's under raising up the sick or bringing some together or helping others out or delivering somebody from anything, from sickness, in anything. It is God that has already determined it. Creation is never creating or going to create. It is always creation, the visible and the invisible. It already is. All God is doing with time, with the capital of time, and with physicality is manifesting for testimony or evidence what he has already decreed and done and finished in eternity. It's like popping in a movie, popping your Blu-ray. Okay, I've come up a little bit. Used to be 8-track. Popping your Blu-ray into the DVD. You don't pop it in to make the movie. You pop it in to see what was made or what already is. How you look like sitting in your living room and directing. They already know where to go and to say what words and so forth. Creation, it already is. Everything that is to be in existence is in existence, whether we found it out or not. Columbus didn't discover the world in the truest sense of discovery. I mean America, the new world, it was already there. He came upon it. He gave it a name. All right. Secondly, Ellen, let's look at Ephesians, no, 2 Timothy 2.10. 2 Timothy, ooh, Jesus, 2 Timothy 2.10. I'm going to watch the clock constantly now. 2 Timothy 2.10, Ellen, and read it as it stands. We were chosen, elected, and selected. I'm going to follow pastor's lead on this. He's always said, I reserve the right to come back. Because I see right now I'm not going to finish where I was trying to go. But that's all right. Whether I come back or not, God's work is already done. His elect have already been assigned to the body of Christ. Whether they hear the preaching from me or one of the other members or not. But we are assigned to preach the gospel, and the Lord that has determined to whom it goes. And their enlightenment or revelation of them belonging to Christ upon hearing it, and that by the Holy Spirit. Ella reads 2 Timothy 2.10.
In the King James.
Yeah, go ahead, Ella.
2 Timothy chapter 2.
2.
The 10th verse.
10th verse.
Therefore I undo all things.
Therefore I undo all things, says Paul.
For the elect's sake.
For the elect's sake, for the chosen's sake. Uh-huh.
That they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
Now, with eternal glory ought to shed a suspicion on they may obtain the salvation. If it's with eternal glory, that means the glory never was not. But may obtain, make it seem like that they got to get it. None, nothing of the sort. That is an error subjunctive. The subjunctive mood is a probability. The probability is that it would be manifested unto them in time. And to whom it will be manifested. That is the only probability. But God's elect were chosen in eternity unto glorification. And we're glorified right now, even though you muddle in debt in your bills. Even though you're going through problems with your neighbor, your health, and in your own mind. Hallelujah. Even though yourself is beating you up all the time, like me. Hallelujah. I have to call on the word of God constantly throughout the day to rescue me. Next, Ella, Ephesians 2 and 10. Ephesians 2 and 10. We are nothing and not without God, even Christ. Let's listen to the definitive description of our stead or our case or our position as we are children of God in the body of Christ. Read it, Elder.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Verse 10.
For we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship. We are his doings. We are his product. A product is that which has been produced. We are his doings. Read, Elder.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Created, not being created or created. Already done. We are what he wanted already done before the creation of the world, before creation of physicality. What? Created where? We have a place. We have an abode. Where?
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
In Christ Jesus unto good works or unto works good. What?
Which God hath
before
ordained.
Before time, before creation, ordained, determined
that we should walk in them.
In them should walk. If you find yourself saying, now, I know that way. You was in traffic and somebody cut you off. And you say, God bless you. The contrary part. You didn't walk in it that time. You didn't walk according to works good that time and other times the like. Because God allowed this to manifest so that you will never forget that you need him to keep you in a pleasing mode and manner. He has to do it. He has to do it. If he don't do it, it ain't done. It ain't done. Elder, we're going to wrap up. I'm not going to get to all of them. I want to go to Romans 10, 9, and 10, where the church world goes. You say, see, if you confess with your mouth, it says right there, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart. That's why I went to Philippians 1, 29 first, to show that it believing is given. It's given. It has to be given. Otherwise, you can never believe. God is spirit. We are manifested in the flesh. We have flesh and physical consciousness. If God hasn't given us to believe on him, it can't be done. It can't be done, no matter how smart one is. And that's no affront to all you college people that are out there before me and post-colleges. Learn all you can for the support of yourselves as much as you can. But the things of God are first and foremost. First and foremost. Ella, go to Romans chapter 9. And we'll start at verse 10. That's all I'll say. We'll start at verse 10. Romans chapter 9, and we'll start at verse 10.
Romans chapter 9, beginning with the 10th verse.
Oh, by the way, in Romans 10, 9, and 10, 11, 12, and the like, those are either aorist tenses or the passive voice. The believing, the testifying, and the like are in the passive voice. That means that you did not do it. You were caused to do it. It was done to you. You know how some children are. Some children are active and some are passive. The passive one, you can sort of run over them sometime, but the active ones, they'll. Amen. Same thing in this. The passive voice is there. We didn't do it. All right. Ella, begin reading at verse 10.
Romans chapter 9, beginning with the 10th verse.
And I'll quit at some point. If I feel something tugging at my suit coat, I'll quit right away. Read, Ella.
10th verse. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
For the children, being not yet born.
The children were twins. They were not yet born. Hear it. Uh-huh.
Neither having done any good or evil.
And you thought you had to be a certain goodness to be chosen of God or to get into glory. It ain't that. You could never be good enough. You cannot match the righteousness of Christ. God is perfect. He requires a perfect righteousness. We don't have it. We received a sin nature from our father Adam, and it's throughout all ethnicities. Different sins just magnify among different ethnicities more so than others. But all are sinners. Read it.
That the purpose of God,
neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God,
according to election, might stand.
How did that word get in there? The purpose of God, according to election, selection, choice, choosing, might stand. What?
Not of works.
Say that again.
Not of works.
It's not how good you do it. Whether you say it faster or slower. Whether you abstain from everything other than Kool-Aid or not. And some things are best abstained from. I want to tell you. Not according to works. Uh-huh.
But of him that calleth.
But it's according to him that select, that call, that chooses. 12.
Verse 12. It was said unto her.
It was said to Rebekah.
The elder shall serve the younger.
Esau shall serve Jacob. That's God's choice. He's sovereign. His absolute right and authority to choose whomsoever and whatsoever he please. Read, elder.
As it is written.
As it has been and is written. It was decreed, and then it was in that decree, in the manifestation of time and physicality, in the creation of physicality, it was written. Read.
Jacob have I loved.
Jacob have I loved eternally. Before the rascal ever came, he was the rascal. Yes, he was. He cohorted with his mom to fool his daddy. Read, elder.
But Esau have I hated. Oh.
But Esau have I hated. Now, listen, before you go off on a tangent, let me tell you what that Greek word means. It does not mean love less. I looked it up. I didn't go to 12th grade, but I got sense enough to look stuff up. It means that he was disposed. Esau was disposed. The rascal was kept. He was disregarded. The rascal was regarded. God was indifferent toward him. But he loved Jacob, the rascal. Read, elder.
For he said to Moses.
Verse 14.
14, I'm sorry. So what shall we say then?
In case you have surmised in your mind, what shall we say then? Mm-hmm.
Is there unrighteousness with God?
In case you said that ain't right. Is there unrighteousness with God? What?
God forbid.
God, no way. Read, Ellen.
For he said to Moses.
He saith unto Moses.
I will have mercy.
And I'm going to finish. I'll have mercy.
On whom I will have mercy.
On whomsoever I will have mercy.
And I will have compassion.
And I'll have compassion.
On whom I will have compassion.
On whomsoever I'll have compassion. Mm-hmm. Read.
So then. It is not of him that willeth.
It is not of him that striveth or runneth to attain or achieve the attention of God.
Nor of him that runneth.
Nor of him that runneth. Nor of him that wills or him that runneth or strive to achieve. Uh-huh.
But of God that showeth mercy.
According to his sovereign right and his purpose and those whom he has placed his love upon. Remember, the Apostle Paul was not killing folk that he didn't like. I don't like where you look. He was killing and trying to stamp out the name of the Lord whom he belonged to. Read that last verse 17 and I quit.
Verse 17.
Yes.
For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh.
The scripture saith unto Pharaoh.
Even for this same purpose.
For my purpose.
Have I raised thee up.
I raise you up.
That I might show my power in thee.
That I might show my power in you. I raise you up to enslave my people, to evil treat them, and to not let them go from serving you for my purpose. Uh-huh. What was that purpose?
And that my name might be declared.
Show my power in getting rid of you, bringing you down, delivering my people.
Throughout all the earth.
And that was noise throughout all the then world. Saints of God, you don't get saved. I passed by a church that have these words on over the... It's not to say that they are not children of God. It's only that God have not given the comprehension or the enlightenment through rightly dividing the word of God and exegeting or interpreting the scriptures. They have up there, Jesus still saves. Jesus does not still save. He has saved. And we are safe. We are free from harm or ruin. Yes, even with our sometimes dysfunctional selves, we are loved of God. And we are in Christ Jesus. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Give the Lord a hand. Thank God. Thank God. For the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. Thank God. We are free. We are set free. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.